Okay, we are reopening our meeting. And we had a closed session, and we are now moving to public comment. For the public comments, I do have a couple of speaker cards here. And Mr. Jeff Edward.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, board members. Good afternoon. My name is Jeff Edwards, and I wanted to touch on two things this afternoon and visit with your board about them. First of all, as you may know, under the Clean Water State Revolving Fund loan, the Los Osos Wastewater Project received $69 million. And when that loan was approved by the State Board in March of 2010, the State Board suggested that perhaps as the project evolved and when it was closer to completion, that we would reapproach the state and ask for further consideration of an interest rate reduction. Presently, the $69 million is at 2% over 30 years. And in talking to staff of the Division of Financial Assistance, they've indicated there's the potential, again with state board approval, that it could go to as low as 0.5%. That is a substantial savings over the life of the loan to the community. And I've done a quick calculation, it's about $12 million. That's just the kind of money, while it's over time, it is the kind of money that can help us fund water resource projects, the other half of the coin. So again, particularly in light of the fact that Mr. Moore's here, I would like to advance that idea that the county is likely to approach the state board in the near term to make that request. A second item I'd like to discuss it with your board. As you know, the Los Osos Wastewater Project is nearing completion. It's scheduled for operation middle of next year. And the residents of Los Osos have been under a 28-year wait. And what I'm speaking to specifically is the ability to add a bathroom to your home. I'm getting right down to the fundamentals. Nobody has been able to add a bathroom in the prohibition zone for this whole 28 years. There are lots of folks that would like to do that. And as you know, bathrooms are more of a convenience and they don't necessarily drive occupancy or intensification of use. Normally, the idea of letting people add bathrooms after a wastewater system would be completed is fairly routine. However, if you review the Coastal Commission development permit for this project, the Coastal Commission has tied the hands of the community in many ways. And so I think I would ask your board to direct staff to work with the chief building official of the county and in advance of the project being completed, work out a process where bathrooms can be added to homes as of convenience. Folks have a $25,000 assessment against each residence. And to be able to add another bathroom or what have you would be a very nice thing. Thank you for your help.
Thank you. And Mr. Edward, just so you know, this morning I mentioned that I had meeting with various Board of Supervisors, member of the county, one of whom was Mr. Gibson. And I did bring up to him the point that perhaps the county should look at the opportunity of, refinancing, so to speak, the Los Osos project because of the low interest loans. But it's really in the hands of the county to make that
decision. Indeed,
but
I appreciate that effort. Thank you.
So that was brought up to him. Thank you very much for your comment.
And if you could do the same on bathrooms, that'd be great too.
All right. Mr. Harris, would you introduce? Oh, I'm sorry. Apologies. Mr. Schimmick.
Good afternoon, Steve Schimmick with Monterey Coast Keeper and the Otter Project. What I'd like to talk to you very quickly about is that in 2010, the Otter Project and Monterey Coast Keeper sued Monterey County Water Resources Agency. Without going into 5 years of kind of painful, tortured history, let me get to the recent events. The court sent a letter to the regional board asking if Monterey County Water Resources Agency was a discharger, and if they needed to file a report of waste discharge. The regional board answered with the letter that I've provided you. And it's a very simple answer. Yes, they are a waste discharger and must file a report of waste discharge. The court issued an intended decision saying that the Monterey County Water Resources Agency must file a report of waste discharge. Very recently, just in the last few days, the Water Resources Agency objected to the intended decision and now has actually filed for a stay in any intended decision. And here's what they're saying. So you have the letter of what the regional board said. Now here's what they say, and I'm reading directly from their filing and can provide it to you. It says, regional board staff continue to express a willingness to work with various stakeholders, including the Water Resources Agency, using tools other than reports of waste discharge and WDRs issued pursuant to Water Code Section 13260. Recent discussions with regional board staff and their May 11th, 2015 meeting summary, along with February 27th, 2015 letter to this court and their January 22nd, 2015 email correspondence, all confirm that the regional board's initial January 7th, 2015 response to this court's certified questions upon which the court relies substantially in the intended statement of decision does not, underline, represent a final determination as to the regulatory approach the regional board may take with Monterey County Water Resources Agency. In other words, basically, they are still saying that they do not have to file a report of waste discharge. That's what they're saying. They're also claiming that because they are so critical to this program that's about to happen in Monterey, hopefully, that any kind of court order will get in the way of that. The reality is that they've been dragged into that and kicking and screaming, and any delay in filing a report of waste discharge, frankly, will create a problem and maybe get in the way of that project. So what we simply suggest is that the regional board stay consistent with its messaging and frankly a little bit more clear with its messaging and stay consistent with its January 7th letter that they must file a report of waste discharge. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shimek. This concludes our public comments, and